is March, which is Women's History Month, so we are chatting with another woman about her history. We're chatting today with Emily.
Hello.
You literally just told me it's Respec?
It's Respec. Emily Respec.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
So you've just finished, is this your first comic?
This is my first comic. Well, actually, that's only half true. This is the first comic I've written as an adult, and the first one I'm publishing in the wide, wide world. But when I was a kid, actually, I did write some comic books in middle school, actually. In fact, it's funny because I always forget about this, sort of, but I kind of became like my 15 minutes of fame in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I started a makeshift comics company out of my school locker. And it was popular enough to actually attract imitators in my school.
Really?
Yep. I made a comic book. I would just draw it on lined paper. And I was never a great artist. It's something that I'd like to do, get better at, is drawing. But I was never very good at it. But I used to do it a lot when I was a kid. I don't anymore. And so I had a character, and his name was Aqua Guy. It was literally a guy. I don't even remember if he had powers. I remember he was good at swimming, and he could breathe underwater. But he didn't. I don't think he had much in the way of powers. He was a guy in swim trunks with a beach towel for a cape,
mm-hmm.
and he lived underwater, and he fought monsters. The monsters I could drew, which ended up being these blobs, because they were easy to draw. And my comics company was called Fly Comics, and my logo was a picture of a house with wings. I made comics. I just drew them in class, and I put up a little poster inside my locker that said Fly Comics, like, open for business. And it was popular enough that we attracted imitators who could draw way better than me, but everybody knew they were imitating me, so it wasn't cool.
Right. So you were selling these comics?
No. No, I wasn't even giving them away. They were just mine, but everybody knew about them.
Oh, okay.
So that was my first experience publishing comic books in middle school.
Do you still have any Aqua Guy comics?
Oh, Lord, no. No, I don't have any of those.
Oh.
But I did used to give them as gifts to relatives.
Oh, wow. That's precious. Did your relatives like... I mean, are you talking like your grandma or like...
Yeah, my grandma. Literally my grandma. Yep. She couldn't really see very well either at the time, so I had to read them to her.
Oh, man. That's adorable. Was she a big comic book fan, or she just really liked the beach?
No, she was just a big fan of me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's excellent. So tell me a little bit about The Blue Valkyrie.
The Blue Valkyrie is a comic that I'm working on, or rather I've completed and we're continuing to work on, with my friend David Mitchell. He's the artist, he drew it, and I'm the writer, I wrote it. It's currently being edited by Tina Vasquez she's a writer, she worked with, I believe she's written for Bitch Magazine, quite a few others. It's a comic about a woman, a transgender woman, which I am as well, who gets superpowers and eventually becomes a superhero, although that doesn't happen in the first issue. I got really into print comics, you know, Marvel, DC, all that stuff, a few years ago. I had always liked superheroes, and I had always liked, you know, comics, especially, and I had always been big on web comics growing up, because I kind of grew up right when that was becoming popular, or a little after, I suppose, in the early 2000s, I was, you know, coming of age, and I read a lot of webcomics. But it wasn't until I went to the comic shop that I kind of got inspired to write, you know, my own comics. And it was really a matter of, I thought it would be cool to have a transgender woman who was a superhero. I think that it's pretty cool. Superheroes are pretty cool. And I think that, you know, being trans is kind of cool at times. It sucks sometimes, but it's cool at times. And I kind of wanted to see someone who was a little like myself in comics. And someone who's a little like myself being the hero and having the superpowers. Because pretty much everybody wants to have superpowers. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and Chloe actually looks a little bit like you as well, with the hair color, the eye color. How much of her is based on you?
Her history is not based on me pretty much at all. But definitely, she does look a little bit like me. I wouldn't go so far as to say that she's a self-insert character like of me. I guess if they say write what you know, I'm a white queer trans woman, and she's a white queer trans woman, so we have some similarities. But you know, I'm at the end of the day, I don't have superpowers,
right?
Or do I? We actually had a bit of it took a bit of time to develop like what powers we would give Chloe. Chloe is this, of course, the main character in the Blue Valkyrie, and well, I guess in the first issue, which you've read, we don't really get a great sense of what the limitations are, but that's something that we have talked, you know, a lot about.
Going back a little bit to your childhood, mm-hmm. You were writing comics in middle school. Was that because you had always been a consumer of comics?
When I was younger, I had what I called a collection of Spider-Man comics. In reality, I had about 5 Spider-Man comics that I kept in a box under my bed. Mm. I have not always been a consumer of print comics. I would very, very infrequently get them as a kid and read them, but I did not keep up with them in any meaningful sense. It wasn't until I was much older that I started actually keeping up with, you know, the mainstream print comics. Now, I was always quite a big fan of quite a few web comics. When I was growing up, I liked video games a lot too, so I would read, you know, the big web comics about video games. There's Penny Arcade, there's VG Cats. Does that ring a bell to anyone with me?
I haven't heard of that one.
Well, it was big when I was 12 or 13. You're gonna have to take my word for it. And I also was a huge fan of the DC Comics television shows as a kid. Batman the Animated Series is the one that everybody talks about, but I was more of a fan of Justice League and Superman, the Animated Series.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did have that experience with it, but it wasn't so much like the going to the comic shop, buying the print comics, which was only... it was a relatively recent development in my life, the last 2 or 3 years.
Did you have a favorite character from the Animated Series?
Hawkgirl. Shiera Hall, Hawkgirl, no question.
That was such a fast answer.
That she is by far my favorite comic book character, specifically that version of her, though I pretty much devour anything that has Hawkgirl on it. She was everything I wanted to be when I was a kid. She was really tough, you know, she was strong, her way of solving problems was to just go forward and hit it until the problem is solved. And in real life, that does not work. And I know that. But like when I'm playing a game, or I play Dungeons and Dragons, I play tabletop games, I always find myself drawn to those kind of characters in the end. I always think I'm going to play this, you know, super crafty person, or I'm going to do this. And at the end of the day, no, I'm just going to get a big old hammer and go forward until the problem is solved.
So you also were into anime.
Oh, you lord, yes, still I am.
Okay.
When it was a kid, it was Dragon Ball Z, obviously. Well, not obviously, but that's what a lot of kids were into.
Yeah.
And also, because at the time, I was, you know, read as male to most people and considered a little boy instead of a little girl. So at the time, it was also Sailor Moon, but I didn't tell anyone because that was seen as girly and that was bad. So I just pretended to like not like Sailor Moon because it was on right before Dragon Ball Z. So I just say I'm just watching it because it's right before Dragon Ball Z. But really, I really like Sailor Moon a lot too.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sure.